Hello everyone, my name is Samuel Ntiri and you're welcome to another episode of This and That. We are in a series of flexibility and so far we've looked at a number of points. We've looked at the fact that we should keep learning and also we should embrace change. Today we're going to go to the next one and then we call it a day. Enjoy listening. So what we want to talk about today is the fact that you should stay current. In order for you to be flexible in a time as this, you really need to stay current and also be intentional about staying current. And when I say stay current, what I mean is you should be informed and up to date with what is happening in the industry you work in or in the industry you find yourself. You should apply the knowledge you get in whatever source to your job, and also you should also share information to your colleagues. So that is what I want us to zero in today, with the fact that you should stay current, and it's somewhat linked to the fact that you should embrace change that we did in the previous episode, that you should embrace change. Staying current simply means that you should always be on the look. You should never feel comfortable or feel like you've arrived or feel like, okay, you have everything sorted or everything figured out. No, but in this journey we are in order for us to be flexible, you really need to stay very, very current, or you need to always be up to date. Just take an example, the phones and the devices we use. I'll use phones, for example. It comes with apps, our applications for short. So with apps like Spotify, I've at most 2 weeks you'd have updates, and what this update does is that it just comes with 2 weeks or some new bug. What is the word I want to use? It just comes to stabilize the app or just make the whole experience better. So how would it look like if you go like 3 months without updating an app? You'd realize that you sneak or you take a look at that same app on a friend's phone and it looks very different. I remember a few days back, WhatsApp update came, and now if you want to update on your stats, you can just choose from your gallery, like from the folder. And it was new to some people because they have not like updated their app or they were not up to date. So applying that to your life, how would that be like? You would go a long time without ever reading a book. You are going a long time without ever registering for a masterclass or without ever, trying to learn what your colleagues know. You should stay current. In a year that you want to be flexible and also be indispensable at whatever space or place you find yourself, you want to stay current. Like, that has always been the magic around a lot of like successful and a lot of great people. You don't want to miss out on staying current. So you see people who are very much well to do always reading. It's not like they love reading, but they want to stay current. So here are a few things I would want you to do, and then I sign out so you remain current. This might be a big deal to you, but in order for you to really stay current, what I would advise you to do, my first point that I have here, is that you should subscribe to traditional news sources. I would explain. Yes, I know we are in an era of social media and everything, and yes, but there is something you can't really take away from traditional like media sources, like the news, the radio, the newspapers and stuff. There's something you can't take from them, and that is credibility. If let's say you are in the current affairs space, you can't really go by every information you hear or see on social media, because like social media, you have a channel, I also have a channel, I have a page, you have a page, you have a blog. But with the traditional media, it goes through steps before it gets approved, like the cross-check, like something like, Wall Street Journal or something like CNN. They don't just say stuff, like it goes through like processes before it comes there. So even now with your phone, you can just subscribe to these traditional news sources and then just be checking up regularly, or like just download your apps. It really helps. You know what is really going on in spaces and places in and around you. You don't want to miss out. You can't really rely on social media for every information. Yes, I know some of these traditional medias like are now also trying to migrate to the social space, but they still have their core in the traditional media space. So what you want to do is subscribe to them. Like if you subscribe to any blog that loves to throw dust into your eye, please unsubscribe. It won't help you. You would go and use their information for an argument or for a project, and you would you fall down flat. You just mess up everything. So make sure your sources are credible. And when we speak of credibility, we accredit that to traditional news sources. So make sure you want to subscribe to traditional news sources. The second thing I would want you to do is to listen to, I'm going to be biased here, podcasts. So listen, so podcasts are like very, are perfect if you rather like love to listen than to read. Like, there's nothing wrong if you are more of a reader than a listener, but there are some group of people that we seek to appeal to that are more of listeners than readers. And this podcast space is very big, that you find like every topic you want to know about, there is a podcast for it. Like, now there are like what, 300,000 podcasts in and around. So just listen. It's like, there is something about listening that the more you listen like continuously, it just sticks like that. So you want to just, what I want to say is, you just want to surround yourself with information about this, the space and the industry you are in. So if you are in the eatery industry or the cooking industry, you don't want to like, you know, surround yourself with all these information that has nothing to contribute to what you do for a living or what you enjoy doing, your passion, your hobby, your leisure. Nah, like, you want voices that would make and not break what you're trying to build, that will help you stay up to date and stay current in whatever space you find. So like, there are plenty of podcasts, like a lot of them that are available, even here on Spotify, on Apple, wherever platform you're listening to me on. There are a number of them that maybe I may not be able to give you a list of amazing podcasts. I'll have an episode that I'll try to prescribe beautiful podcasts to you. But until then, just be on the look. Whatever thing you want to know, just search it. You would have it. Like, you can also want to opt for YouTube, because now like YouTube is so much a big deal. Like, my people, every information is on YouTube. I'm not capping. Every information, the moment it comes to your mind, it has come to the mind of someone for the person to even create a video on it. So just liaise on it. You don't want to do all the hard work. Some people have done some of the hard work and then they've place their years of experience in like in a 3 minutes video, in a 5 minutes audio that you want to just listen to and then skip some of the mistakes they've made. So if you want to remain up to date in whatever industry you're in, you don't want to stop watching and then listening. And also, the final thing I want to tell you is that you should use social media the right way. As I was saying, with regards to the traditional media, anything or anyone that doesn't really benefit you, unsubscribe, unfollow, unfriend, block. Just do whatever you have to do, because it's like, the more you have like a number of people following you, or you are following a number of people, those that are very impactful, their post now becomes lesser. And the interesting thing is that those who post quote trash, they post a lot. You would always see them in your feed. And the time will come, you would be so much bent and consumed with the fact that, oh, I don't really gain anything from social media. That is a lie. Some people have landed jobs, some people have landed beautiful contracts through social media. So make sure you are using social media the right way. So I'm going to end here today on this episode of Flexibility. The subtitle we're talking about today is for you to stay current and up to date. My name is Amwintiri. Wherever you are listening to us on, being an Apple, being an Anchor, Spotify or Pebble, you want to subscribe and then leave us a 5-star rating, we would be very much grateful. You can follow us on Instagram @_thisandthatpodcast. My name is Amwintiri. Keep on living a flexible life. I sign out.